Vermont Senator Jim Jeffords' decision to leave the Republican Party transformed the balance of power on Capitol Hill, tilting the Senate from Republican to Democratic control. Since last November's election left the Senate at a 50-50 split, both parties have courted moderates to cross sides of the aisle. Republican Lincoln Chafee of Rhode Island has been a target of Democratic overtures, and speaking at his offices in Washington on Friday, the senator admitted sharing some of the frustration that led Jeffords to become an independent and to lend his support to the Democrats.
There certainly were offers made from the Democrats to me, especially considering my voting record, over the course of the last number of months. And I assumed Senator Jeffords was in a similar fashion, but I didn't expect him to leave the party. I was very surprised when he told me on Monday that he was 99% sure he was going to do it.
You're saying you have been courted. Any chance you might follow suit? You've voted with the Democrats often?
Yes, that's true. The only reason I would consider switching or leaving the Republican Party would be because of the impact it might have on the direction the country's going and really long-term decisions that I disagree with that are affecting what I might say the future of the country. And Senator Jeffords has done that, and what he did accomplish is put in a new majority leader who can now affect some of the administration's proposals and other proposals that we might consider too conservative and not in the best interest and the overall health of our country. So really, I can argue there's no need to leave the Republican Party. I think I can accomplish more and hopefully bring the Republican Party back to the center, and who knows, optimistically bring Jim Jeffords back to the Republican Party.
But you're not completely ruling it out?
That's correct. I mean, never say never, I guess, is the cliche.
When you do look down the road with this change and the Democrats now in charge, and the possibility of different agendas coming to the fore, what do you expect? You're looking forward to that, I sense. And what do you expect may come up now that would have been bottled up or not come to the floor with the Republicans in charge of the Senate?
I'm sure that one of the early ones is saying patients' bill of rights and some prescription drug bills, some health care initiatives. But I would probably guess that the Republicans will filibuster or otherwise put the Senate back into gridlock, the type of gridlock that we've been in the last number of years with a Democratic president and Republican Congress. Now we have the opposite, and I foresee the same kind of a lack of accomplishments and back into partisan warfare and posturing for the 2002 elections.
Is the president, in effect, forced now to govern from a different mandate? He came in basically with razor-thin margins and seemed to govern as if he hasn't been in much of a compromise mode, has really taken the reins of power. He won. He acted like it. Does he have to rule, govern differently now?
I don't think that's going to happen. They had a decision to make early in the administration. Are we going to take middle-of-the-road positions and try and build up some momentum, some goodwill, and unify? And they chose not to. And I know they did that consciously. And so I think it's going to be very difficult now to change and all of a sudden be someone that governs from the middle. I suspect the strategy is going to be to stick to the very, very conservative issues and then try and sell them in 2002. However, the possibility does exist in the what President Clinton did after the loss of both houses of Congress in 1994. President Clinton took the Republican initiative specifically on balanced budget and on welfare reform, made them his own, got some accomplishments, and was reelected in 1996. I don't know if I can see the Bush administration doing that, taking some Democratic initiatives, triangulating is the word is, and taking them as their own, and then selling to the country that there are accomplishments, we are moving forward. I would argue in that direction, but I personally don't think that's going to happen.
How fundamental a division is there between the moderates in the Senate and the Bush administration? I mean, we've heard, you know, sort of parlor talk around Washington that the timing of this announcement by Senator Jeffords was maybe connected with a slighting in that he wasn't invited to the White House when a Vermont teacher was being honored. There was talk of bullying around price supports for the dairy industry. How much of it really is fundamental? How much of it maybe is personal bickering and sort of provincial?
I'm sure it's 99.9% substantive and 0.1% trivial. Jim Jeffords has been around too long to be worried about some of the smaller issues, such as not being invited to a ceremony or not getting White House tickets for the people from his home state to come visit or anything of that nature. I do think it was just deep philosophical differences that put the White House in an uncomfortable position of lobbying and him being in an uncomfortable position of having to tell them no and looking ahead, seeing what's coming down the pipe as far as the environment and appointments to the Justice Department, whether the U.S. attorneys or judges and potentially to the Supreme Court. It was going to be very difficult and divisive. And ultimately, he decided that this was in the best interest for, as he said, for them and for him.
And you feel a similar discomfort?
Oh, absolutely. But I do think, as I said earlier, that now there is a new majority leader. Our votes are still the same. The Democrats are still there. The Republicans are still there. And Link Chafee or Jim Jeffords is still there voting the same way. But what this did accomplish is change the majority. And on some of the issues that we worry about and how the long-term effect on the country, specifically on the environment, now have a chance for greater review, I think, with a new majority leader.
Well, do you feel like the moderates in the party are more isolated, that you've lost one of your own?
Yes, absolutely. And the pendulum has swung from moderates in the Senate, which is interesting because there are a broad swath of moderate Republican governors across the country, and especially in the Northeast. New Jersey had Whitman, now they have a new Republican. Pennsylvania has Ridge, a moderate pro-choice Republican. Pataki in New York, moderate pro-choice, pro-environment Republican. And then in Massachusetts, it was Weld, Cellucci, and now Swift. In Rhode Island, my home state, Governor Almond.
The White House clearly would argue that they have not been governing from the right. They would probably say they're governing from the center. They've made compromises on taxes. They've made compromises on education plans. Are they? Do you see that kind of movement? Do you see them moving in the center? Or has this been totally campaigning on the center and moving to the right once elected?
I see it as it's been a controversial and divisive agenda, and starting with the appointment of the Attorney General, and we all admire and respect John Ashcroft, but to that particular appointment to the Attorney General's office was very controversial. And of course, coming into the tax cut and the size of it, and you knew the Democrats were going to be up in arms, and of course they were, CO2 emissions, drilling in Anwar. And it's been very divisive. It's difficult for moderates at this time.
After a really topsy-turvy week like this past one, what does a smart senator do for the next few days, particularly a Republican?
Well, I think we've all been through a lot this week, especially in the middle of the tax cut debate. I mean, there were a lot of amendments, complicated issues, a lot of emotion just on that. And then to have a good friend, good person, give an emotional speech and a heart-rending speech to leave the party. It's been a tough week, and I'm glad the recess is coming up, as I'm sure we all are.
Thank you for speaking with us, Senator Lincoln Chafee, Republican from Rhode Island.
Thank you very much, and a pleasure to be here with you and an honor to be interviewed by you.